Blog Talk Radio.
Peace be on our noble and honorable listening audience. I'm Alfred Muhammad II. I'll be filling in as the host for my father, Imam Alfred Muhammad. Today on the program, we'll have Imam Yusuf Salam out of Selma, Alabama. I'd like to apologize for coming on late today, but we will have Imam Yusuf Salam today. He'll be addressing all things regarding what happened this week, and he'll be giving his lecture today. And then he'll go on for as long as he can, and then I'll close it out if he has to. So I'll be just maintaining the board until then. So without further ado, I'd like to bring on Imam Yusuf Salam out of Selma, Alabama.
Dearly beloved audience, we thank young brother Alfred, for that brief notation. And we would like to just zero in on one idea, and we'll let you go. Let us greet you in the greeting of peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum. The year 2015 has been a very impactful year, especially upon the human condition. It's been a very influential year on the life and in the life of global man. Somehow, inexplicably and mysteriously, if we reflect back 100 years ago, in 1915, during the 20th century, we will find that year too was indeed an impactful year. Future destiny of mankind. Now, so let's just briefly take a look at that period. We have in the 2 years leading up to 1915, we have the initiation of the mission, the Moorish Science Movement in Newark, New Jersey, in 1913. Also, I think the year that Harriet Tubman passed away. Then, in 1914, we had the first of two wars that decimated the geopolitical power of the European man and left only their offspring, the American governmental order, standing alone in the Democratic West as a major superpower. 1914. But 100 years ago, we had joining the movement led by Noble Drew Ali, the rise of the most populous the most populous mass movement in the history of urban America, the Garvey Movement, led by Marcus Mosiah Garvey. Garvey came to America upon the heels of the death of our major leader, Booker T. Washington, in 1915, 100 years ago. A very impactful year. Marcus Garvey was in prison in Atlanta, Georgia, the year that Malcolm X was born, May 19th, 1925, in Omaha, Nebraska. In that year, and this is important for our purpose this year, in 1925, the late Honorable Elijah Muhammad turned 28 years old. The late Honorable Elijah Muhammad turned 28 years old. If we look at his age, when his son, the late Honorable Imam Walter D. Muhammad, was born October 30th, which birthday would have been, 82nd birthday would have been this Friday, October 30th, 2015. Imam's 82nd birthday would have been this Friday, October 30th, 2015. When he was born, his father was 36 years old, 6 square, 6 times 6, 3 times 9, 2 times 18. So that was a total of 8 years between the birthday of the late Malcolm X and the late Imam Walter D. Muhammad. From the birth of the late Honorable Elijah Muhammad, October the 7th, 1897, to 1915, was exactly 18 years. Was exactly 18 years. From 1915 to 1933, the birthday of Imam Muhammad was exactly 18 years. Imam, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, would have turned 118 years of age this year, October 7th, 2015. 1 and 1 is 2 in that 118. And you have the 8 remaining, which is 28. His son would have been 82. 28 It's the flip side or the reverse of 82. His main student, Malcolm X, born May 19, 1925, the year that the late Honorable Elijah Muhammad would have been 28 years of old age. This year is a very, very important year for the history of the movement to free the African American mind from the chains of psycho-mental slavery, to free our minds from the chains of psycho-mental slavery, to take the chains off our brains. The Garvey Movement, the Morrison Temple Movement, led by Noble Drew Ali, those movements which merged in the movement of the Nation of Islam, challenge the brainwashing false Christian indoctrination that had delimited us as a people for close to 200 years. So the brother in his introduction indicated that we would deal with what happened this week. No, we're dealing with today. A decoding of the outfolding of God's cosmic and divine plan on this planet. Unfolding on this planet as we, but let's look at these numbers. 118, Elijah Muhammad. If you add the 1 and 18, you get the 19, the birthday, the date upon which the late Malcolm X was born, which was May 19, 1925, the year that Elijah Muhammad turned 28 years old. The 28th. From 1915, October 30th, until 2015, October 30th, is 82 years. Dearly beloved audience, if we reflect, these numbers are signs. And if we really want to understand what's happening today, the plane crash in the Sinai Desert, the coming of Iran and the Saudis together terms, and Vienna or in Austria, the dragging and the throwing of this 16-year-old lightweight girl across a classroom in Columbia, South Carolina, like she was nothing but a crocus sack. This vile, inhuman racist, Benjamin Peel control. And acted like a jungle Tayman Savage in Columbia, South Carolina. The Big Floods in the state of Texas. The rise of Benjamin Carson, or Ben Carson, the same week as this Caucasian demonstrated his savagery, Ben Fields. Ben Carson, Ben Fields. The rise of Paul Ryan as Speaker of the House. The bipartisan passing of this budgetary deal in Congress, thereby giving President Barack Hussein Obama, a major victory. The refusal of Janet Yellen over the Federal Reserve Institution to increase the interest rates. That hot month, October, that the stock market had. The rampant decrease in the gas prices. Jesse Jackson's daughter-in-law having to submit to the federal penitentiary system the arrest of this young man, African-American, David Lopez Jackson, for the burning of those seven black churches, for burning a couple of them in St. Louis, Missouri. The increase in the confrontation between the Israelis and Palestinians in Hebron, the city or the town where our father Ibrahim was buried. The discovery of that lost freight liner out of Jacksonville, Florida, the last 24 hours, El Faro, the grand quadruple crown of that outstanding American horse owned by Ahmed. Winning the Breeders' Cup, American Pharoah. The discovery of the ship, missing ship, possibly. El Pharoah, the breakaway of that blimp in Aberdeen, Maryland. That military blimp is around Moreland Township near Muncie Creek and between Columbia counties, Mount Tour County. All of these events depicting the detailed state of global man, where the life of man and his social, governmental, political, economic, and spiritual activities are speaking to us. They are speaking to us in this day of Yom Medin. And Allah, El Latif, in his wisdom, 82 through the Imam and 28, the reversal through his father. I believe is pointing us to the surahs in the Quran that explain what's happening. Now, I don't have but an hour today, dearly beloved audience. These wicked minds that control the world or try to control the world, they tell us that the devil is in the detail. Quran says in essence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never established anything, and I'm paraphrasing, that the shaitan does not try to mimic, copy, and duplicate and replicate. So he got this diabolic statement that the devil is in the details. No, indeed. The creator who understands the finest of mysteries of all that he intends to do. The creator who's in such charge that not a leaf fall without his permission. Do you understand? Has established a reality that he is in the details. Look at all those details I gave you about the contemporary news. Most enough are not even aware of the work of God in our environment. Most of us are too asleep. Most of us are too dead in robotic ritualism. Most of us are sleeping in the cave. Most of us are afraid to look at reality other than the way this world has conditioned us to perceive it, thinking that we're going to be called crazy. Why are we that weak, worrying about being called crazy? Muhammad, the last time I was checked, peace be upon him, was called crazy. Jesus was called crazy. Many of the prophets were, it was said that they were mad or possessed. So if they call these great servants of God crazy, what do you think they're going to call us? If we think outside of their fabricated box, if we refuse to allow our minds to be delimited by the matrix, if we refuse to take the blue or the red pill, refuse to take the blue or the red pill and let Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill us with divine guidance. No, this broadcast is not designed to please anyone that's listening. It's not designed to persuade or convince anybody or to impress anybody. I'm just a common brother, but I was around the movement under Imam Muhammad from 1975 to 2008, and I saw with my own eyes, stunned eyes, I must admit, surprised minds, stunned eyes, and surprised minds, that many around me and many supposedly supporting him did not listen to him, did not believe him, was not convinced by him. So you think I'm that ignorant and naive to believe that you will listen to me, but you wouldn't listen to the greatest Quranic mind, the most enlightened, the most illuminated, the most rational mind, Quranic mind that's ever hit this planet since Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you wouldn't listen to the enlightened song, the brilliant song, the irreproachable song of the late Honorable Elijah Muhammad, then certainly you're not going to listen to me today or any other day. Well, while you're on the line, brother, the prophet, peace be upon him, was told to read and proclaim. Though I'm not a big player in the sense of Imam Muhammad, my heart is big and I believe in sharing. But let there be no coercion in religion. Truth stands out clear from error. Perchance one soul might be listening that benefit. One soul may be elevated. One soul may be advanced, and even possibly one soul may be saved. And God suggests to us that if we save one life, it's as if we might save the life of all of humanity. So we're not laboring under any illusions or delusions today. But if you listen, and if you go and study Surah 82 and Surah 28 of Al-Quran, the Quran Mubin, the clear book, Quran Kareem, the generous book, Quran Majid, the glorious Quran, you go and study the verses of the wise book, perchance your Lord may guide you to understand the interconnection and interrelationship between all these events that's happening on the planet today. So let us just briefly take a look at Surah 82 and Surah 28. Most of us are familiar, possibly, with Surah 28, deals with the archetypal blueprint for the divine plan of the movement of an enslaved people from slavery to freedom. Dealing with the story of Musa, peace be upon him, and the children of Israel. Some of us may not be familiar with the details of Surah 82. So let us take a look at that Surah verse and read it in the context that today is Yom Kippur, the day of judgment, the day of religion, the day of the gathering, the day of conclusions of things, Yom Kippur, the day of resurrection. And while the Imam Alfred, who is awake, suggests and that, hey, this program is not a religious program, but we're going this day way today in honor of the late Imam Muwahhiduddin Muhammad and the great contribution that he made to the development of the human being on this planet, to the freeing up of human nature, to proffering in a very clear manner the excellence of and sacredness of human nature, the sacredness of human life. But a lot of us now are not attracted to religious explanation. Many of us in America, Muslim, Christian, Jews, Hindu, Buddhist, atheists, agnostics, not influenced really in a sincere, deep way by religion anymore. Why? Because we have been weaned from the holy. Have you ever thought about why the Imam came into this world physically the day before Halloween? He came to reconnect the human being back to the nurturing influence, the nurturing and nursing influence of the mother of the book. He came to undo this weaning. In the Lord's Prayer, they say, Hallowed would be thy name. Holy is thy name. But the religious influence in America today is not hallowed or holy. It's hollow, H-O-L-L-O-W. The last three decades, Halloween has grown from a very small phenomenon in America and on this globe to a big commercial success. And if you clock the rise of that commercial success, you will find that during that same period, Americans have been weaned from the holy, just like a baby being weaned from the mother's breasts. And I believe that this study that says that the African-American woman, and on a physical, literal level, that's a bad situation. And our heart goes out to any woman, male, Caucasian, or African-American, that has been diagnosed with breast cancer. It's not a good thing. But if we take it beyond that and understand that breast symbolizes something in Scripture, and to see that the breast in our women has become just as diseased as the breast in white women, I believe that it's a sign in that. And I believe that it's suggesting that our people have been weaned from the wholesome breasts of the mother of the book. We're not going to spend a lot of time on that. The Imam came to reverse this weaning of the sons and daughters of Adam from the mother of the book, the original knowledge that contained in the picture of Mother Matter that the Creator clocked into it. Let us take a look, first of all, at Surah 82. And let me say what it suggests is a fulfillment of prophecy. The prophecy where the last will be first and the first will be last, where the bottom rail will come to the top, where the cornerstone that the builders rejected will be embraced. Now, we're not going to engage in an elaborate tafsir of either one of these surahs. We don't have time, and when you need some tafsir from this holy book, don't look to Imam Yusuf Abdus Salam. Go and try to get it from the blessed Imam, because it was not Allah's plan to raise me up to educate us in the Quran. It was Allah's plan to raise up the son of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad to do that. And that's why he put that, allowed that to be put in imagery. When the late Garden Park, that outstanding African-American photographer, took a picture of Imam Muhammad over his father's shoulder with a big, heavy Quran and with Farad Muhammad in the background studying the Quran. None of these imams, I don't care how big shot they want to be, was destined to be one to bring us the enlightened tafsir. And we shouldn't be like Mercury, who stole the cattle from his brother Apollo. Many of us study the Imam tafsir, go and give it to the people, win them over to us, without really giving the Imam the credit. But in that mythology, it says that Hermes was funky, was corrupt, and he passed gas when dealing with his brother Apollo, kind of, and he's supposed to be the father of kleptomania, the father of thievery. Where God raised up a man and give him the light. But his brethren, his Hermetic brethren, go and steal it with their mercurial tongues and ability to articulate and communicate, dazzle the people, and try to take the leader's followers away from him. Too many of us as students of Imam Muhammad is guilty of that Hermetic kleptomaniac offense of stealing his tafsir and making tapes and recordings and pawning it off, sometimes even for commercial, financial, and monetary gain, without saying that the original source of these ideas was not me, but the son of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Imam Waqtuddin Muhammad. And if you really want someone to teach you, don't look to me. Look to him. Let me give you these two computer sites couple of computer sites and let them go listen to the tafsir of Imam Waruthuddin Muhammad. I'm sincere with that and have no pretensions. We have no pretensions. And maybe because of a little sincerity, Allah has blessed little brother Yusuf to be able to understand something about history and current events. Maybe he's rewarding me a little bit, but never trying to steal from Imam Muhammad and project myself as some kind of mega Imam. Anybody know me around Atlanta, all throughout the South? This presenter has never tried to present himself as a mega Imam. I've always told the people the leadership of Imam Muhammad is without parallel in the history of the last 1,400 years since Prophet Muhammad, bar none, regardless of race, nationality, century, country, what have you. There's no African American leader in history that can touch Imam Muhammad in terms of the work that the mission that God gave him. He's just like Musa. Allah took him ahead, took him on the mountain of revealed scripture, showed him a burning brand, a source of information that has never been given to an African American leader. By his own admission, Dr. King said, "I didn't get but a glimpse at the mountaintop. I didn't get enough to take you nowhere. So one day you'll get there, but it can't be through me. It got to be through another leader." The Honorable Elijah Muhammad didn't have it because he told everybody that my son Wallace, he's not going to be like us. He's going to teach Quran. He's not going to teach Bible. And a couple of years before he passed, he told the nation and all the staff, the leadership, the insiders, my son got it. He can go anywhere in the world to teach this. Malcolm X. He says, and I've read his autobiography, I'm reading it again this week, because next week will be the 50th anniversary of that work. And I've done research. The American Scientists of Literature say that his book is one of the most 10 important books of nonfiction in the history of this country. And in that book, he said Imam Muhammad was his spiritual mentor. Frederick Douglass didn't know anything about revealed religion. He was on the first level of Adam. Sojourner Truth, Harriet Tubman, they were on the first level, and Satan could get to them. Booker T. Washington, great practical academician. He didn't know anything about big-time revealed scripture. Du Bois, the most brilliant intellectual in our history. He didn't know anything about revealed religion. Rosa Parks, Sister Clara Muhammad. Ida B. Wells, They didn't know anything about revealed religion in the Abrahamic scientific sense. Let us go to the Quran now. On Tuesday night, I'm going to give a lecture to non-Muslims dealing with all of this. And I'm going to put a little tafsir based upon my training under the Imam with it. But we're not going to do that today. If there's anybody listening, there's probably a few Muslims listening. But you were taught by the Imam just like I was taught by him. I'm going to read you the pertinent verses in Surah 82 and in Surah 28 that sum up the interpretation and meaning of these global events that has happened in this, that happened the last 10 days. As we approach the end, 2015, a major year in human history, just like 1915. All of us who were taught by the Imam, we have become big-headed and Yaqub-like. And everybody want to know everything. And we act like we listen to the Imam. But if any other brother says something, we assume that is nothing of value can come there. Many of us, we're involved in this sick, irrational competition to out-express, out-teach, and out-explain each other. When the truth of the matter is, for the leadership of Imam Walter D. Muhammad, none of us would have known Jack when it comes to enlightened understanding of Scripture. Surah 82, I seek refuge in God. And away from the rejected Satan. With the name of Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. When the sky is cleft asunder, dearly beloved audience, if you look at what's happening on the globe today, the sky is being cleft asunder right before our eyes. When the stars, the panelar, are scattered, dearly beloved audience, if you look at what's happening today, all those events I detail point to the idea that the stars are being scattered. When the oceans are suffered to burst forth, and I'm not talking about the rising of sea level. This Quran is not talking about that. It's talking about that climate change and all that. But there's a better message. When we look at what's happening today, we can see the fulfillment of this prophecy when the oceans are suffered to burst forth and when the graves are turned upside down. When those who were dead will come alive. And when those who were alive will experience death, when Allah brings the living from the dead and bring the dead from the living, surely Almighty God teach the truth. Go and read this very potent surah in the last body of this holy Quran. Gabriel El Pharaoh, the sunken ship, the plane wreck in Mount Sinai, the northern Mount Sinai yesterday, the victory again of American Pharaoh, all takes us to Surah 28. As we deal with the story of Musa, Harun, and the Pharaoh. But that blimp landed around the Mount of Tour in Pennsylvania, is the name of the area. And the blimp symbolizes the hot air of false political prophets like Donald Trump. And one of the main reporters that has been assigned to him is a lady by the name of Kathy Tour. So even though we go to Surah 28, we're going to briefly read you from that part, which deals with Mount Tour. We seek refuge in Allah and away from the rejected Satan. As we look at the last stage of liberation, African Americans are still in an enslaved state because we refuse to follow what the Imam brought down from the Mount of Nur, a clear understanding of the Quran. He was not a prophet, but he brought a clear understanding down that the seal of the prophets had brought to this planet. But in Surah 28, it's the Mount is T-U-R-A. In the case of Muhammad, the Mount is N-U-R-A. But they both receive light as a result of a mountaintop experience. Seek refuge in God and away from the rejected Satan. With the name of Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Now when Moses fulfilled the term and was traveling with his family, he perceived a fire in the direction of Mount Tour. He said to his family, "Tarry ye, I perceive a fire. I hope to bring you from there some information or burning firebrand that ye may warm yourselves." But when he came to a fiery voice was heard from the right bank of the valley from a tree in hallowed ground. Imam Wahduddin Muhammad, 82, Friday, October 30th, 2015, was sent to bring mankind back to the double portion of Allah's mercy, the hallowed grounds, to reverse the negative influence the weaning from the hallowed. From a tree in hallowed ground. O Moses, verily I am Allah, the Lord of the world. Now throw thy rod. But when he saw it moving of its own accord, as if it had been a snake, he turned back in retreat and retraced not his steps. O Moses, it was said, draw near and fear not. Excuse me. For thou art of those who are secure. Move thy hand into thy vision. Bosom, I'm sorry, subhanallah. It will come forth white without stain or harm. Look what happened in that desert. I'm going to say this, where that plain in the Sinai Peninsula. It started off at a place with harm in it. It has harm in it, and it has shake. And Allah is, in my opinion, is sending us a lesson. We are not receiving benefits from these shakes. We are receiving harm. The Imam brought us a benefit from the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. For thou art of those who are secure. Move thy hand into thy bosom, and it will come forth white without stain or harm. And draw thy hand close to thy side to guard against fear. These are the two credentials from thy Lord to Pharaoh and his chief. For truly they are people rebellious and wicked. El Pharaoh, American Pharaoh, all is secured around this 82nd birthday of Imam Wahduddin Muhammad. American Pharaoh, as we close out, owned by Ahmed. And the only way that this world gonna improve its situation is to get in touch with the understanding of Ahmed or Muhammad. Understanding the book that God gave him, as presented by Imam Wahduddin Muhammad. Understanding of his exemplary life expression, his life example, as explained by the late Honorable Waruddin Muhammad. Dearly beloved people, this has been light upon light. I'm sorry, this has been Religion Means Alive. And we are certainly witnessing the work of a living God in this day of Yom Medin, the day of religion, the day of conclusion, the day of where mankind must pay the debt, the day of resurrection, of Adam on six arms span. What did I tell you? That between the birth of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad in 1915 was 18 years. 666. Between 1915 and the birth of the late Waruddin Muhammad was 18 years. Six. The number of resurrection combined 36, 6 square, the utmost resurrection, the global resurrection, the planetary resurrection, that we're living in this day and time. Yom Middin, Yama Kiyama, the day of Deen, the day of religion, and the day of resurrection. Peace be upon you. As-salamu alaykum.
Okay, it appears that Brother Yusuf Salam has ended the show. I'm not sure when he ended the show. I had to step aside for a second. But, I mean, with that being said, I'm going to close out the show. You can join us next Sunday for Religion Means Alive. Well, Imam Alfred Muhammad will be on the 8th, Sunday, November the 8th. And we couldn't do the first Sunday today because he was in Georgia, but next week will be our first Sunday. So I'm going to close out this episode of Religion Means Alive. Thank you for your time, and we'll see you next week.